Hi, did you know that in World War II, the reason we all know about hypothermia is due to Nazi science? Isn't that crazy? So they would take their victims, throw them out in the middle of the night, and then they would research ways to cure hypothermia or just put their victims out because they're cruel people, but they would just go out and just throw people out in the middle of the night while it's freezing cold, and that's where you get the Nazi science. And it's just crazy how horrible. I mean, they're still horrible people now, obviously. I mean, people are terrible. But that kind of stuff right there is like the Nazi science stuff. And I remember when I went on tour and we went in Indiana and we went to a museum. It was a Jewish museum and it was one of the twins. It's Dr. Mengele. He would do experiments, and one of his victims has a museum in Indiana, and I wish I remember her name, but she just recently passed away. She was a twin, and they would do a lot of experiments on them, and we saw her talking, and we were there, and we were like, and it's just so crazy how you see these people that went through something so terrible, so horrible, and she was able to forgive them. She says she forgives the Nazis, not saying she condones what they did, because they ended up. A lot of her family just ended up being erased, except for her twin sister, which they ended up getting out alive, but her twin sister ended up passing away afterwards. I can't even imagine the PTSD, the trauma of trying to, like, make it through everyday life, of going through something like that, seeing people and die all around you, and all the time there's just death and torture. And the fact that she has it in her heart to forgive, that's powerful shit. Like, I don't even know if most people can do that, you know? Most people just have so much hatred and anger in their hearts, and they resort to violence, you know? So, like, when I was on tour, you know, sometimes you get a break, and you go and you see things, and you wander around the town and see what's there, because, there's nothing else to do before you play a show. So we went, and I'm glad that I went. It was one of the best museums. When we looked at one of the uniforms that they had there, all this stuff, all this history, you know, and there are some people that still try to burn her museum to this day, and they try to damage it, even though she's long gone, and they're still trying to keep it open. It's just insane how people can forgive, because it would be so hard as a person to forgive somebody for doing something so terrible. So that was interesting, and I thought, I researched it, and I was like, wow, so all this stuff that you learn from back in the day, especially with Nazi science and Nazis doing these terrible things to people, and then the power of forgiving. A lot of people don't really see the power of forgiving. A lot of people, they tend to let their anger run their entire emotion. But sometimes letting go of something is still just as powerful too, because you don't want to hold on to that negative energy forever. A lot of people hold on to their anger and hatred. And it's like, what is there to be angry and hatred about? We're all human beings. We all fuck shit up. We all don't know what we're fucking doing. We're all, like, dealing with shit. That's the thing. So why are we going to hold on to that anger and hatred for somebody forever? So that's the power of researching things. That's why I like looking into things. That's why I like history. That's why I like learning about facts. That's why I give them to you. And I'm going to go into this episode now. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast. And I'm your host, Izzy Swat. This first band, I've had them on my show before, TA-80, and the song is called Roller Rink Days. And there's actually a roller rink spot in Waterbury, Roller Magic, which I haven't gone to. You know, I live in Waterbury, and I've never really, you know, I've never seen it or heard, I mean, I've heard of it, but I've never been inside of it. Because I don't know how to roller skate, and I'm hoping somebody would teach me one day, so that'd be amazing. So this song, so it's basically coming off their upcoming album that's coming out August 2025 with Allegedly Records. It's a nice song. Like, this band seems like they're so cool and chill and fun. And, like, they had a song that they were in a pinball place and, you know, arcades. And I love that this band brings back, like, nostalgia and fun. A lot more people need to have more fun nowadays because there's just too much negativity. So when a band brings back, you know, nostalgia and makes things fun, it makes me want to believe that I'm there and happy. And that's the thing about this band. They make me happy. So check it out. This is Roller Rink Days by TA-80.
always write your name in the hallways, leading me back to the roller rink.
So that was Roller Rink Days by TA80, and I remembered, well, I actually Googled the name of the person of museum that I went to. Her name was Eva. So it was in Indiana, and she was part of the Mengele, he was a Nazi doctor. She was part of the twins experiment. So that's, I wanted to let you guys know, so in case, you know, I was trying so hard to remember and I had to Google it, so thank God I did. And thank goodness for Google, even though a lot of people are still morons after using it. So moving on to the next band, they're called El Sancho. I've had them on the show before, and the song is called Guaranteed Death. And the reason for the Guaranteed Death name of the song is because it's bad lifestyle choices that eventually will catch up to you. And I definitely understand that, because a lot of people tend to, you know, I did before, especially in my youth. I made very, very bad choices, and I almost got killed a couple times. I mean, not trying to sound dramatic or overreacting, but there were some times where I'm like, damn, how am I still alive? Because there were some instances where I even had a gun pointed in my head at one point. You know, it's just crazy how just one bad choice can really fuck your entire life up or even kill you. So it's kind of cool they made a song about that. And it just gave me the Dead Kennedys vibe, like very cello-esque. And I love that, too. And it's they're a great band. And they're always sending me music, and I'm always, always accepting of their music because they're so good. And it just gives me that 80s punk vibe. And hell yeah. So this is Guaranteed Death by El Sancho.
I'm a secondary chili dog every single day. Processed foods are the only way. High in sodium and cholesterol. Your brain can't make you swallow it all. Now dead Joe is not a food. She's put a Pepsi and a bacon and a poop. Haven't seen a vegetable since 92. Your insides are rotten. You're screwed. Life ain't cheap, but death is free. What you gonna do to make it free? A waste away that'll find you. Oh, life ain't cheap, but death is free. What you gonna do to make it free? A waste away that'll find you. Oh, it's guaranteed death. Oh, it's guaranteed death. Oh, it's guaranteed death. Oh, it's guaranteed death. Stuck in bed. Doctor hangs up, says nothing I can do. Can't put it off until you're through. Doctor, please, can you help me out? I've been a bad boy, but I'm out of luck. Doctor takes one more look at your chart, says, sorry, sonny, you're fucked. Life ain't cheap, but death is free. What you gonna do to make it free? Waste away, that'll find you. Oh, life ain't cheap, but death is free. What you gonna do to make it free? Waste away, that'll find you. Oh, it's guaranteed death. Oh, it's guaranteed death. Oh, it's guaranteed.
So that was Guaranteed Death by El Sancho. And this next act, I've had her on my show before. Her name's Autumn Night, and the song is called Autumn Night. Oh my goodness. And it's such a brutal, brutal song. It's basically about the change of seasons from summer to autumn, but it's not always all beautiful. Sometimes things can be, you know, just like the death of the leaves, things can be, you know, so it can be dark. And I've wanted to add this song because it definitely, I don't know if you guys are too young for this show, Metalocalypse, like in the band Deathlock. It definitely, this song definitely reminds me of that show. And I used to love that show so much. And her voice is just killer. So good. Yeah, I love it. So check it out. So this is Autumn Night by Autumn Night. So that was Autumn Night with Autumn Night. And this next act, they're from Sweden. I've had them on the show before. It makes me happy when I receive songs from bands and acts that were on my show before. I'm always down to play your music. I'm always down to spread the word, because I feel like a proud mama, because I definitely want you guys to do well and to kill it out there and, you know, to be heard. So the song is called Final Summer Night. It's an 80s glam punk song. It's just a really awesome song. So when you're sitting outside chilling in the summer night, you know, you just blast this tune and just it just puts the whole thing in perspective, and it's so awesome. And it's fan rules, so definitely check them out. So this is Final Summer Night by Glitter Litter. So that was Final Summer Night by Glitter Litter, and we're at the last song of the episode. And I've also had this act before, and I really, really like their music. I love X-Ray Xerox. I really, really do. They're a lo-fi band from LA, California, and this song is called Somebody Put PCP in My Clam Chowder, and boy, would that suck. Oh my God, I remember tripping balls one time in the middle of the woods, and I saw like pink bunnies and people's faces like fucking spinning around. This was when I was like still drinking and fucking things up and being crazy. But yeah, like I can imagine how fucking crazy that experience was, you know, having PCP in your clam chowder. It sounds very New England. It sounds like, you know, clam chowder, you know, something that you find in Maine or some shit. You know, like, I'm just saying, you know, it's a very New England vibe, but, you know, the clam chowder. But yeah, I really, really, really like X-Ray Xerox, and thank you guys again. And also, just like with anybody that I've had before, including X-Ray Xerox, definitely send me more music. I love it. I live for it. I will play it, and will also be your fan. So thank you guys for checking out the show. Keep sending music at izzysmut@gmail.com. Even if you want to talk shit to me, go right ahead. I'll probably talk shit right back, and we'll have fun together. And definitely thank you guys for spreading the word. Thank you guys for everything. And as always, you know, I'm always here if you guys need anything. I'm, you know, a fan of your guys' work, you know, your music, the people I've had in my show. Besides some people. Some people can kiss my ass. There were some people I had a falling out with. But we don't even talk about those people. Other than that, you know, I love you guys. You guys have been a tremendous support, and I thank you guys for everything. And listeners, bands, everybody, check it out. So this is Somebody Put PCP in My Clam Chowder by X-Ray Xerox and Brought Out.